Either zone that you chayiv nista for, you chayiv skila for. Echor eved, whether you do the aved, you worship it, which means the normal manner. Any normal manner of worshiping that aved is zone you chayiv nista for. Secondly, the echor mazabeach, if you shech the behema to the aved is zone, and this the Gemara says, even though it's not a derech to do it this way, still you chayiv nista. The echor amakti, if you burn ketores for the aved is zone. V'yechad ha-menasech, if you pour wine for the Avodah in front of Avodah Zorah, v'yechad ha-meshtakavah, and if you bow down to the Avodah Zorah, v'yechad ha-meshtakavah, rest of your chayiv, even though it's not shlo kederech, v'yechad ha-makabli, olav l'lehai, if you accept it upon yourself, you say, I accept upon this thing to be my God, for that your chayiv misa, that's also called an Avodah to Avodah Zorah. V'yechad ha-meshtakavah, Eini Ata, and if you say to it, you are my God, that's also called the Oifer Avodah Zorah. Avo, but, Hamagafeth, if you just hug it, you hug the idol. The Amanashe, if you come and kiss it. The Amachabedech, if you clean it out. The Hamabitz, you take away the dust of it, this type of cleaning. The Amarachitz, you want to give it a bath, you wash it down. The Asach, you put some oil on it, you anoint it a little bit. Rub, it has rough stuff there. You want to smooth it out a little bit. The Amalbish, you put clothing on the other there. The Amani, you put shoes on him. Over the Leisa say, true, these things are a Leisa say, it's not nice to do. Rashi says, the Leisavdom, you say it, see, this is an extra time, Leisavdom. So with Dashin, it says, Chad Vedibish Rishonis, the Achrenis, the Chad Leishtachve Lelehayim, the Leisavdom, the Leisavdom, I say it. So here, if it's not for Kedarkim, the way we really do it, it's Mirinish Lekedarach. But if you do any of these type of things, which is not the real way they worship them, so you're not Chayiv Misa, it's only a love. That's called an Avodah Shalekedarka, a type of a work worship that they do not do, so that you're not Chayiv Misa, but it's a love. Hanoda B'Shimoi, if you make a nether and say in the name of an Avodah Zorah, or else for Amakayim, you make a shmua that you will do something, Hishmei, in the name of the Avodah Zorah. Over the Leisa say, you're over allowed, you're not Chayiv Misa, the prophet says, V'shem Elohim Acherim Leisa Kiru. You're not supposed to mention another name of Avodah Zorah. So for just mentioning it, you're over the love. Over the Leisa say. Now, HaPoyer Atzmei Lebabor. Somebody mamish goes and, that's the mattress Reya. Mamish makes his treatment. He makes in front of the Avodah Zorah of Pepel. So, Rokhari Zuri Avodosai. Even though it's a Misa thing, it's a disgusting thing to do, you think maybe not Chayiv Misa Kamashla, no. Because that's the way the Avodah, the Goyim, I worship the Avodah Zorah, if a Jew would do it, or even if a Goy does it, he's Chayiv Misa for that. Zuri Avodosai. And Hazarik Evan the Makulis, or do you think it's nothing, what are you doing just throwing stones or piling them up for 1, 2, and 3 on top of it? Is the Avodah say yes, for that alone the Chayiv Misa. Since that's the Derech, that's the way the Avodah the Goyim worship their Avodah Zorah, so if you do this type of an Avodah, even though it's a Maisa Bizoyan, but has no meaning to it, still you Chayiv Misa for it. These are the Kolim of Avodah Zorah. Tzadigmar explains. My, what does the Mishnah mean? Echad Oivit. Starts off to say somebody that worships the Avodah Zorah. But then the Mishnah goes on and explains what does it mean to worship. So what's the beginning? What's that gom Echad Oivit if you worship? We're talking about worshiping it. Hokhi come, this is what the Mishnah needs to say. Echad Oivit Kedaka. Whether you worship the Avodah Zorah in the normal manner or the way they worship it. The Echad HaMezabeach. Or whether you take an animal and you shecht it for the Shem Avodah Zorah. The Echad HaMaktiv, or whether you burn something to Shem Avodah Zorah. The Echad HaMenasech, or whether you pour the wine in front of the Avodah Zorah. The Echad HaMeshtachaveh, or whether you bow down to the Avodah Zorah. In these cases, the Afilish Leikadaka, even if the Goyim themselves do not do these things to their Avodah Zorah, they do not say they will not shecht an animal to their Avodah Zorah, still if a Jew would go and shecht an animal to their Avodah Zorah, he'll be Chayiv Misa. That's called Afilish Leikadaka. For the Gemara, what happened? The Lechshev Nami Zorik. What about if you Zorik Dam? Zrika, throwing the Dam, you should also be Chayiv. Well, since you're the reason why. Any Avodah, the 4 Avodahs that we do for Kabonos, Lefnin, in the Beis HaMikdash, on those 4 Avodahs, which is Shechita, Zrika,
Kabbalah, all right, Kabbalah we don't have. But it's Shchita and Zrika, and the Makdir, and the Nisach of the Yayin, these four avodas that we do in our Mizbeach, if we do any one of these four avodas to the Avodah Zarah, we're Chayiv Misa for it. So Zrika is also one of those avodas that we do in the Pnim, we do in the Beis Hamikdash. So Zrika should also be, if you're Zorik Dam, if one of any Avodah Zarah, you should be Chayiv Misa. Some Rabbi Abayah says true, Zorik Hainu Menasech. When it says Menasech, it doesn't only mean pouring over wine, it also means sprinkling the Dam. You'll see the Pasuk says, Bal Asech Nischeya Midam. See, Rosh Nesicha applies to Dam also. The sprinkling of the Dam, the Zrikas of Dam, also goes into the word Nischeyem. So the Mishnah says, HaMenasech, it also means Zrikas of Dam. So these four avodas are different, that you chayiv, even though it's not the normal manner for Goy to worship that way. Now the question is, how do we know this? The Tana Rabbanim, we learned like this. Ilo Nemet, the Pasuk would have just said, Zayveyach, Yicholim, if somebody shechts an animal, Yicholim is a Lashon Yuzer to be Chayiv Misa. Rashi says Lashon Misa the Siv, Kol Cherem Asher Yechram in Adam Lo Yipodem Mos Yumas. So Rudy just said Zayveyach Yicholim Misa Yomer the Zayveyach Kodshim Bachus Akos Medaber. Maybe this person is talking about that someone takes a korban and he shechts it outside the Beis Hamikdash, for that is Chayiv Misa. Talmud Lamed, that's what the prophet says, no, Lelehim. It means that you should not shecht it to an Avodah Zarah. The Zaveyach, we avoid this Kechov Makos and Medaber. So the prophet says, Zaveyach, Lelehim, Yechorim. If you shecht an animal to an Avodah Zarah, for that Yechayiv Misa. That's what the prophet was talking about. Now, Eini Yelab Zaveyach, maybe only if you shecht, here it says, Stam, a Klau, any time you shecht an animal to an Avodah Zarah, Yechayiv Misa. So maybe only Zaveyach Hashchita. Maktir, how do you know if you burn the fats or the keteris on the front of that Avodah Zarah? Or Menaseich, or you pour the wine or the blood. Minayin, Talmudim, the prophet says at the end, it ends off, Dote la Hashem levadai, that you should only do these Avodahs to Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. So like Reikon la Avodahs Tumas, throws all the Avodahs, Lishem Ham Yuchat. It means the Avodahs that we do in the Beis Hamikdash have to stay in the Beis Hamikdash. And on this, the Pasuk is saying you're not supposed to use these Avodahs to an Avodah Zarah. So, Lefi Sheyotze Zvicha Lidon, the Avodahs Pnim. So why does the Pasuk speak out clearly, Zaveyach Lelehim Yechorim? Says the word Zvicha, meaning Shechita. If I can bring you now, come to teach us. Zvicha, Lefi Sheyotze Zvicha Lidon, the Avodahs Pnim, it's something that we do in the Beis Hamikdash. So, therefore, any avodah that we do in the Beis Hamikdash, those avodahs, if you do it to an avodah zarah, you chayiv misa. Even though it's not a derech, the goyim do not spill wine or do not spill blood in front of their avodah zarah, if a Jew would spill blood in front of the avodah zarah, it would be chayiv misa. Now, minayin l'rabba is tishtachavah, the Mishnah says also, v'yechad ha-mishtachavah. Now there's no avodah l'pnim in the after kabbonis to be mishtachavah, bowing down. So how do we know bowing down to an avodah zarah yechayiv? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk in Devarim says, Vayelech vayavod elohim achayim, vayishtachavu lehem, says that they bow down to the avodah zarah. So some claim, right after that the Pasuk says, V'yotzeitzes yishahu. So you give them a yechayiv skila. So here we see just for bowing down to the avodah zarah, yechayiv skila. The Torah says, Estam, mashmi, even though the goyim do not worship their avodah zarah that way, but if we would worship avodah zarah with a shtachavro, bowing down, so that also yechayiv misa.
Yeah, we do that once a year on Yom
Kippur. Tomorrow says, Oynish shemanu chi, we have Yoynish here, you say so, the limit here for the Yoynish, but Azorim, Inayin, where's the Azorim for this? Talmudim, the Pasuk says, shouldn't bow down. So for this alone, also Yechayiv Misa. Now, Yochel, I was thought to say, maybe Shani Marba should include also HaMegafet, if you go stamp to hug the idol, via Menashek, you kiss him, via Manu, you put shoes on him. Talmudim, that the Pasuk says, no, Zeveach. Zeveach Lelehim Yechorim. Zevicha Beklavoysa. The Gemara is saying now that all the avodas hapnim, any avod you do in, for korban in the Beis Hamikdash, for those avodas shechayiv misa. For Lama Yosef, how come it went out the Torah says special zvicha? There's lahakesh shalev loy malach. The teacher is like this. Ma'a zvichem yuchedis. She avoidis pnim. Zvicha shchit is a special avoida that we do for the karbonis in the Beis Hamikdash. And for this avoid the shchit, if you take an animal and shecht it in front of any avoid the zorah, or a shame avoid the zorah, you be chayiv misa. Is af kol she avoid the spinim. That means zrika and nisuch. That's also avoid the spinim and akhtara burning. Or the chayiv mala misa. That you also chayiv misa. Yotza So now we only know these four avoidas. Yotzei shtachav, but shtachav also turns us separately. So we had a plus before. So it's shtachav and lialachar. Lidim v'yatzmoy. To teach itself, that's all. We'll have to soon see why. How do we know this? We're saying now, zvicha is the cloud. I mean, any avoidus hapanim, yechayiv misa, if you worship the avoidus ora, even shlekederach. When the prophet says shtachav, even though shtachav is not avoidus panim, also, we see if you bow down to any avoid zora, you chayiv mis, even though it's not the derech, but it's only for maisa bowing down, not for kissing, not for hugging. We'll start to see why. Why is tachav is only for itself? Most of the tachav is leaden biatzmoy. It's only to teach that in itself, if you bow down, for that you chayiv misa. But yotzis zvicha leaden our klal, but zvicha, that's the klal. Our klal kulei that teach us on which other avoidas they chayiv, only the dalet avoidas that you do in the Beis Hamikdash for the kabonis. But stam to kiss him or to hug him, since that's not an avoidas apnim, if you go to an avoidas zoh and you stam kiss him and you hug him, you're not chayiv misa. Unless that would be the way the goyim worship their avoidas zoh. If that would be the derech, then you'd be chayiv. But if it's not the derech for them to worship, worship means that's the way they worship, not just stand there acting nice to him. But if that's the way they worship, then you're chayiv. Oh mama, what we just say, Hayisiyam, I would have thought to say, Zaveh kachim b'chutz akosim medaber. If we wouldn't have said the word Zaveh l'Elohim, the word just said, Zaveh yicharim, I would have thought to say, you know what you're chayiv needs to for, just for shechting outside the Beis Hamikdash. So at the Gemara, what kind of meaning is that? Kachim b'chutz korosu. Yoni chay koros, and here it says yichay skila. So how could you say here yichay is talking about kachim b'chutz? Smar says yes. So how could that? I mean, I would have thought to say kias rubei katle. If they give the person a warning not to shech the korban outside the Beis Hamikdash, we give you skila. I, the pasuk only says koros. That's talking about kilo yas rubei. If they do not give the person warning first, then koros. That's what I would have thought to say. Kamashlon, that's the chiddush you know, that the pasuk says, Zaveach lelehim yichorim, we're talking about shechting for avoid the zora, then yichai skila, and not just for shechting bachutz. Omalei rova, bar rav chon labayom, Eima, why don't I say the opposite? That yotzish tachavo lilmod ala klal kulay. There are two types of an avoidus that the Pasuk says now, Yechai b'choloifin, Hishtachavo, bowing down, and Zaveach, Shchita. So why don't I say Hishtachavo is learning any type of an avoid, any type of a worshipping you do to an avoid Zorah, you be chayiv. Let that be the cloud. Eim yot Hishtachavo lumad ala cloud kula. The Chitayim is, so you ask me then, Zaveach lamali. What do I need Zaveach for? Madach, if you bow down Yechayis, any type of an avoid Yechayis for. So I tell you, maybe the goof, it either for itself, a different halacha true. If we were to say Zaveach, I would also know Yechayis for shechting. If Yechayis for shtachavah means any type of a way you worship them, Yechayis. So what do I need Zvicha? Legufei, to mechashvina mi avoida li avoida. That Yechayiv is b'shas, you're doing one avoid, b'shas chitov, you're thinking that now you want to do this Zrika l'shem avoid zara. That's cool. When you're doing one avoid, you're thinking that when I'm going to do the second one will be done for an avoid zara. So that's the machlokes, because it's also deep, my word like this. Ha'ashoychet behema. If a person shechs the animal, b'shas chit, and he thinks that lizroi dom l'avodes kesovim. Right now when I'm shechting, Later when he does the Zerika, he'll do that Lashem Avodah Zarah. And later when he does the Zerika, he changes his mind already. But still Rabbi Yochanan says, that's called Mechashvim Yavodah L'Avodah. If Bishash you're doing the Shechita, you have in mind now to do a Maisa Avodah Zarah, for that alone Yechayiv, for that alone the Behemoth becomes Asav Anoah, it's called a Korban for an Avodah Zarah. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Torah. And there's a shower we'll learn later in Kotchim about this, about all Korbanos also, you know, like that. But every Korban, you know, that's a little Machshavas Pigol, Mechashvim Yavodah L'Avodah.